This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's 34 degrees in Cuyahoga Falls, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. Browns couldn't pull it off yesterday. They lost to the Ravens.
It's Monday morning.
Listen.
It's 5:55. There has to be something else. There has to be another story. There was a pudding truck that fell over. Like, literally anything.
A pudding truck that fell over?
Jen, I don't know. I'm just trying to make things up.
Well, let's talk about Miles Garrett.
If there's some type of moon that we could talk about. I would even rather talk about postage stamps, Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh, Grey's Anatomy.
Titanic. Literally, well, I guess we kind of are. But I don't.
Titanic, they're about to auction off a major item from Titanic. Grey's Anatomy, we just had the fall finale. I mean, those are a lot of things
we can
talk about.
Those are better than three things of whatever you say.
Well, listen,
Miles Garrett going
all
off.
I was saying, they lost. But then I wanted to say about Miles Garrett because he broke NFL history. I kind of like blended the two together, so it wasn't
It was. If you're painting a Browns picture, that was like a brush on one side and you turned it over and it was lovely. Because he does dominate.
Yeah, but I wanted to say it first. Like, okay, so here's the update on the game, blah, but Miles Garrett made NFL history because he's the first player with six straight seasons of 12 or more sacks. That was after his first quarter sack during the game. Then he got another one, giving him 13 in the season, making him the only player ever with five consecutive seasons of at least 13 sacks. So it's great.
We're wasting his great years.
Sorry,
Miles
Garrett.
So we wasted Joe Thomas's great years.
Okay.
And the list goes on.
All right.
They lost yesterday. I watched the entire thing yesterday. Did you know they brought in Shedeur Sanders? Did you watch it at all?
I did.
They brought in Shedeur Sanders, and I'm hoping that he is Tom Brady or whatever I'm looking. And I thought to myself, yeah, this might not be good either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not his fault. The offensive line was a great. I don't know. He played 60 through 16 balls. Who knows?
My husband and my son were there, and they went to the game. They went to the
game. Was there a lot of Ravens jerseys?
I didn't ask him. They went to the game, and he did say it was nuts when he went in the game. Like
people were chanting before. I had some friends there too that would. They were in the upper level. They were chanting for him, and I don't know what's going to happen now.
Go Browns! Go Miles Garrett! Disney and YouTube TV struck a deal, which means subscribers again have ABC, ESPN, other Disney channels. The deal came after a 2-week standoff that left about 10 million viewers without major sports and primetime shows. Last week, we learned the McRib is back at McDonald's. Now it's the holiday pie. It's a flaky, sprinkle-topped crust filled with warm custard. Available now for a limited time.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. It is November 17th. We are at 6:06. Jen, Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
I apologize for starting the show with the three things you need to know with the Brown score. And also a high of 42 degrees today. Nobody deserved that.
Here's what I want to know. It happened yesterday. I want to talk about Miles Garrett, but how can I talk about what he did during the game without mentioning what happened at the game? Like, what's a better way? I feel like
here's
we have
the three things you need to know. Miles Garrett, during the horrible Browns game, broke. Can it just be an afterthought? Because he broke a record, right?
You know
he had at least four sacks yesterday.
Next time, I will flip-flop it. We'll start with Myles Garrett, and then at the end, I'll just be like, oh, by the way, the Browns lost.
Can you do it without mentioning that the Browns lost or the score?
I mean, I can.
I'm just asking the question.
We can. That's fine. I mean, people know, right? They don't probably at this point.
I don't think at this point in time you assume they won.
Right.
A game.
Ugh. I'm sorry.
And I tell you what, though. I did not, normally throwing me off, I'm usually ready for that 1 o'clock game. I got a lot done prior to actually watching the Browns game yesterday, because you know I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to complain. I've watched it for how many decades now? I'm not going to stop now. I'm going to watch them. But at least there was a lot of things got done. I mean, it was, you know, around the house and
nice. That
type of thing. So it was good. It didn't interrupt like the middle of the day, because you think to yourself, I can get some things done, but I got to be ready at 1 o'clock. Now you had all the way till basically 4:30.
And it was a good weekend to get the Christmas lights up. Maybe not yesterday, but Saturday, with the weather was so nice on Saturday. So I know we got that done finally. I know you did it. You were like really on top of it this year and got it done. So you're ready to light up.
So we are 1 week away from Christmas song in an envelope. We will kick that off. As you may know or you may not know, we are going and flipping to Christmas music on Friday, this Friday, 4 days from now, at 7 a.m. We will have a party. It's going to be a good time. We certainly hope you join us. We'll probably go at least Facebook Live. We'll do something at 7 o'clock, because it's always a big deal at this radio station. So that is on the way. Then it makes sense to do that the Monday afterwards. So we will have something here, and maybe in the new year, another round of, you know, America's favorite game.
What, Jeopardy?
Yep. I can't believe it. I actually found a K-cup that I like. Remember, we have our little coffee chats, because
yes.
I think just the K, like the Green Mountain and some of these other K-cups, like I just can't get into. But it does, a prerequisite is you need to like mint, like a peppermint.
Oh boy.
So I'm going to share that in 3 minutes. It's K-Cup chat. If you have one, let us know. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Now, you finally found one you like?
Our boss, Chase, found this one and handed me a K-Cup.
Oh.
So I take no credit in finding this. I love peppermint. I am a peppermint-aholic. I cannot help it. Anything peppermint, so much so, and I didn't even know if you were in. I kind of like steamrolled this idea of having like the peppermint showdown, if you will, or a showcase as our very last Tasty Tuesday of the year.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
And I know
it.
You like peppermint, but I kind of went rogue on the air, because I was thinking there's a bajillion peppermint everything. If we can grab, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 100 and just try them all, that would be great. So there is this Andes mint chocolate flavored coffee, which once again, you have to like mint, you have to like coffee. I understand that. And he said, you should try this thing. I really, really like it. So I had that, and I had the usual, like, I didn't even add sugar or anything to it. That thing was good, and on Amazon, there's 40 K-Cups, and it's under $20. So I was like, that's another win.
You know what I find interesting about this? Of all the years we've worked together and all the years you've talked about K-Cups, and even most recently, you've tried so many K-Cups. And when our boss gives you one, that's the one you like.
It's like we're in a meeting.
It's just like that. Every single one you've had an issue with right up until now. That's crazy.
I know.
He is really good. That's amazing.
He's a great boss, Jen.
He is. I love him. He's wonderful.
Oh, next level. No, but yes. And it just happened to be but from my boss that said that.
It just happened.
I mean, I'm not going to go in the air and say that the K-Cup he gave me was crap. That's what I'm not going to say.
Well, of course.
But it's good.
It's just, I'm delighted. So
it's on order.
That's what I was just going to say. Did you order it?
Of course.
You're lying.
I'm going to make sure to take a... No, it's actually in my cart. I need to order it.
You didn't hit your buy now that you do.
No, because I was looking. You know me. I had to look for a minute. I was like, here's the reason that I didn't. I always buy now. I've got the card saved to go, which freaks you out.
Always.
Do you know why I did not hit the buy now button?
Why?
For this particular item. There's only one explanation to that. That's next. So I mentioned about these Andes mint chocolate K-Cups. We're having K-Cup chat. If you have one, let us know. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, because I usually do not like them
very much.
You
finally found one you liked.
Yes. Okay. I tried the Dunkin' K-Cups. Like, they're fine. The Green Mountain, somebody said, Starbucks, expensive. Like, there's different reasons why I just haven't really gone by that, and I could probably grab a K-Cup and head on the way in. That would be great, instead of just stopping somewhere.
Starbucks has a holiday blend K-Cup out right now. It's fantastic.
Do you add anything to it?
Only this time of year.
Oh, you add
a bunch
of cream.
It's just regular coffee. Yeah, like cream.
Yeah, you add so much cream, I don't think you taste the coffee.
That's fair.
It is.
It's
actually the same color as the Jen and Tim
Correct.
Show limited edition mug.
Yes, it is.
I don't think there's anything in there, and it's just.
Yes, that's me.
The reason I didn't buy now, and I do like it a lot, that this is a win, but I can't believe I found one.
Because this is the button you always push on Amazon. It drives me crazy. It makes me so nervous. Like, why buy now? Just add it to your cart. Let's sit there for a second. Have a look.
You know what you want. Buy that thing now. Boom. Done. Cart on the way. Is because I thought to myself, do I 40 count like this? Because it comes in a 40 count. I thought to myself,
it's a lot.
I don't know if I could commit to a month and a half of coffee of, you know, it's a little bit. It's a lot.
Well, that's, you know, you can share it with your family.
Nobody drinks coffee but me.
Okay.
So this is a one-off. This well, would be, maybe, Tim when, has 40.
When does it expire? The K-Cups expire.
I bet it's like 2027 or something. I bet those K-Cups last forever.
So you'll have them for the next few Christmases.
That's the next round. Yeah, that's the next round we'll play next. We'll play K-Cup or Twinkie, which lasts longer. I wonder how much that, do you have a guess on how long a K-Cup can last? I'm going to look it up.
Two years.
I'll guess 1 year there. I'll go under that. And we'll look together. 3 minutes away on Star 102. Playing a round of K-Cup expiration date on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Tomorrow will be, are you standing or sitting?
Is it 2 years? K-Cups?
A K-Cup is, a K-Cup's Best Buy date is typically about 8 to 12 months from production. You guess 2 years, I guess 1 year. This is according to AI, right? This is a quick Google search. Though they don't technically expire.
What? What
does
that mean?
No end date? And remain safe to drink if sealed properly. So if you have a 5-year-old K-Cup, does anybody have a K-Cup in a drawer you forgot about from, I don't know, COVID? Give it a sip. That's what it's saying.
Feels unsafe.
So if it's sealed, it's just good to go?
Well, how do you know if it's sealed properly? What if some air got in there or something?
That we don't know. I'm a... Yeah, I guess you can't assume. But yeah, it's factory sealed.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's not an expiration date.
I feel like I have hot chocolate K-Cups from last Christmas.
Yeah, there's a Tasty Tuesday.
If I bring it in, will you try it?
What did you say? Is it peppermint? What is it?
It's just hot chocolate, like milk chocolate.
I would try that.
Hot chocolate. Yeah.
I would try that. So there you go.
A year old.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You want me to bring you one tomorrow? It's Tasty Tuesday.
Tomorrow morning, I will try it.
Okay.
What we call it? Some dirty hot chocolate? Some old hot chocolate?
We can call it
vintage.
I mean, dirty soda's a trend. Why not go dirty hot chocolate?
Every dirty soda I want to try. It's like, here's a peppermint. Here's a this. Here's a that. Oh, they all look fantastic. It looks a little weird to put together, but I bet it's really good. All right. There you go.
Dirty hot chocolate tomorrow morning.
This
on
time?
The Jen and Tim Show.
If you bring it in, I will try it for the EMCs.
Okay. We're
Are you taking
do
a
it.
Sip or no?
I don't, you know, let's see how it turns out
All right. I'm going to try it tomorrow morning.
Let me just write myself a note so
vintage?
I don't forget.
No, you should probably text yourself.
Yeah, no.
We talked about that about
that.
An hour ago. You should go ahead and text yourself.
I'll just put a reminder in
so
for
there
later.
You go. All right, that's tomorrow morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There is some drama on TikTok that happened at a cafe. The incident is going viral, and everyone has an opinion. So we'll see how you feel. Whose side are you on?
Ooh.
Love a nice drama.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There's a TikTok creator who was filming an outfit of the day video, and it sparked a viral debate after the encounter happened outside of a coffee shop. Her name is Zaria Thomas, and she was recording one of those OOT videos where she was just standing there showing off her outfit. That was it, and she just happened to be sipping on her Dunkin' Donuts drink. When the owner of a nearby cafe stepped outside, and it turns out the area she was standing to film at was actually in front of a local coffee shop. So here is a clip of the video that's going viral. It has over 5 million views.
Doing an ad for Dunkin' Donuts outside my store?
No. So the owner walks out and asks, are you doing an ad for Dunkin' outside my store? And she seemed a little kind of annoyed that she would be doing that. And she was like, no. So she, like, in the video was like, I didn't realize I was standing outside a cafe, so I guess this is turning into a vlog. We're going to go inside and try a drink. And in the video, you can hear the owner telling her to finish her drink before she comes inside, and they have a sign up that says no outside drinks. She said that she didn't hear that and didn't notice that till she was editing. So when she walked in, the owner kicked her out.
Because she had a Dunkin' drink in her hand?
She had a Dunkin' drink in her cafe. But she thought the video was like funny. Like she was like laughing about it when she posted it. And she was like, oh, how awkward. I didn't realize I was right in front of this cafe. They had like a nice backdrop. It looked really pretty. And then she made the caption like, oh, the owner really ate me up, but the cheese Danish is a 9 out of 10. Like, she thought it was funny and was, like, not mad at them. But then all the comments come in and everyone is mad at the company, saying that they're never going to go there, they're never going to the coffee shop, and they're basically annoyed with how the owner reacted. So then it just turned into a whole thing. Everyone's commenting about it. The cafe posted online and said that they're getting a lot of backlash and that they're sorry for how the tone came across. They didn't mean it like that. They were just stating their policy, and we never want anyone to feel unwelcome here. And then she released a statement, the girl that posted it, Zaria, saying that she didn't think the video was going to go viral and she didn't know she was outside a cafe and that she wanted to take accountability, saying, quote, I want to make this clear that I support local businesses, and me recording a video with a big corporation's product in front of their cafe was at the least tone deaf. I saw a beautiful landscape and thought it would be a nice background for my video. For that, I'll take accountability and I have apologized. And that's how that is. But people are still mad at the cafe. They are not happy with the owner.
What do you think? Continuing with Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What were we talking about today for anybody just joining us?
There is a cafe owner and cafe, I guess, going viral. There was a girl filming a video of her outfit standing outside this cafe, not realizing she was at a cafe, holding Dunkin' Donuts. The owner came out and was like, are you filming a Dunkin' Donuts ad outside my coffee shop? And she said, oh, no, I'm just showing my outfit.
It's crazy.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's crazy the world we live in that you do have to be aware of where you're standing. Like that girl, I hear that story and I think, why should she have to be responsible for where she's standing to take a video? She's on a public sidewalk, right? Doing that video.
She's like right out front of their shop.
But clearly that owner has had issues before. If they have a sign up in the window and she's coming out talking all sassy, like shit, like, are you really filming that in front? Like, maybe she could have taken a different tone.
Yes, I think that was the issue. What, maybe she could have used the moment to, like, show off, like, hey, my product is better. Like, we're a local shop. We have better quality than Dunkin'. You should come in.
Invite you in with your Dunkin' cup, and we'll battle it out. That would make sense. That's a really good spin on that. That would have been fun. Yes. Yeah. Do another video. You're right.
It would have been funny, and it still would have got her point across, and it would have been good highlighting instead of bad highlighting of the shop.
Well, you know how tough it is to be a local owner. So I'm sure that goes in. Who knows if there's a Dunkin' right down the road from where she's at. That person's battling. Like, it's an entire thing. But you are on the sidewalk.
She could have handled it better.
Yeah.
And the girl, obviously, like, I mean, it would have been different if she knew she was outside the coffee shop. She didn't know. So
you could tell she didn't know, too. Yes. And isn't this mega influencer? She had, like, we were talking off the air, maybe 20,000. Yes. This is, you know, this is not something that she knew, wasn't expecting to go viral, any of that type of stuff.
But I do think all the people on the internet could be a little more forgiving. I mean, this was an incident. It's a bummer. The owner reacted that way. But do they need to be boycotting the shop?
Yeah, that's exactly how she felt, like the girl that was filming. She was like, oh, that was obviously awkward. And she was a little sassy with me, but she didn't take it personal. She was laughing about it.
Yeah.
It was the internet that was like really upset.
She needs to go back in there, do another video, calm everything down.
Yeah.
Do like her own Tasty Tuesday or taste test. This is what I had. That was a great point by you. That's what she needs to do. It'll calm things down.
People are going in, though. I saw a video of someone going in and talking to her. She is still sassy.
The owner?
Yeah, she's sticking her ground.
Okay, now I want them to boycott her.
I don't.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I don't at all want that. No, not at all.
Jen wants a place to close.
But what? Didn't the owner learn a lesson from that video? She didn't.
No, she's
just still being sassy about it. Standing her ground.
I'll try the coffee. Let's do this.
Rate it 1 through 10.
Right?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Anybody go to Target over the weekend and get 10 Ford?
Two things. All right. Went to Target over the weekend.
Same.
And we have a Target insider that messaged us about 10 Ford.
I must have missed that. So if you don't know what it is, I can't imagine this went into effect, but we'll see. 10 Ford. If so, 216-343-1021. You can DM us. If you have no idea what we're talking about, you will understand in 3 minutes. Talking about getting 10 Ford. At Target, it's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What is that?
So we did a story about this last week. They want it to feel a little friendlier in their store, so they have a new 10-4 rule. Employees are asked to smile or wave when shoppers get within 10 feet. And then if they're within 4 feet, they're supposed to offer help and have some type of meaningful conversation with them.
Curious if it happened. 216-343-1021, or you can always DM us. I went to Target. I was not 10 Ford.
I went to Target. I was not 10 Ford. Mm. Also, we do have a Target insider.
Oh,
this
do?
Is my Target friend. I don't
this
know
is
if
my
I
Target
should,
friend.
Well, let me tell, I was going to tell you. She's my Target friend. I met her because of how often I used to go to Target, and she recognized me from the Jen and Tim show. So we just kind of became friends. She listens to the show. I'm not going to say her name. I don't want to give away her, you know, I don't know. She didn't say, but here's what she says, because she's worked at Target for a while. And I saw her message. I was glad to hear from her because I haven't seen her at Target in a while. But she says she works in the morning. She says, you know, I work at Target and my main goal is working up front. I have always said hi. And I think media has blown this out of proportion a little bit. No, never. She says, we've always been instructed to greet the guests or acknowledge the guests. She's like, now I feel like an idiot when I say hi to somebody. You know,
it's the wave and the kiss at 4 feet that is a little bit different.
First of all, there
you should
is
say
no
hi,
kiss.
Or the high five,
there's
or what is
no
it, a shoulder
kiss.
Bump, or is there, there's something, I don't know, four
there's
feet's pretty close. 4 feet is within.
If a Target employee comes up and tries to kiss me, I'm blaming it on you. That's awkward. No, it's a wave though. Like, I mean, again, I just think of myself in an aisle and somebody just waving and saying hi. It's awkward.
Tis the season.
Just
tis the season for
fine.
A nice you- wave.
Would you wait when you see somebody you know? Do you wave and say hi, or do you just say hi? I
can't remember the last time I've waved. I think
right.
That's outdated.
I mean, like it, I would wave at someone, but not in a Target. What in that kind
you know
of proximity?
What? I'm gonna start 10-4 in Target employees and throw them all off.
Do it.
I'm gonna wave. I'm gonna get within 4 feet. No, apparently we do have Dan, who was 10-4.
What
over the weekend?
No way.
I can't believe this. Dan tells us about his experience. That's next. Dan apparently was 10-4 at Target. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So it's a thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
I basically was 10-4 over the weekend.
Is it good? Is it awkward? Did you like it?
Yeah, no. It's basically them saying, you know, hi to you. Did you find everything that you're looking for? You know, it's basically them getting back in the mood, you know, after... You know, the COVID whole thing and everything. So, I mean, it's basically them making contact with people, you know, and making sure that they're acknowledged.
Yeah, see, I don't mind that. It's a nice 10-4. It's a gentle 10-4. Hello, welcome to Target, that type of thing. I don't mind that at all. It's very nice.
I don't mind that. That is very nice. Just don't wave.
We need.
And the warm warmness and all that. It feels weird.
We need, or we have somebody apparently that... works somewhere else that has a 10-4 rule.
What?
She's being put on hold. We got to get to her. We need our own Jen and Tim show 10-4. Like, we have studio guests, Redemption Week on the way. What's our 10-4? We need to really think about what our 10-4 is on the Jen and Tim
before
show.
Before you loosely start deciding what that is.
The wink and wave at 10
let's
feet?
Have it. Let's.
The wink and wave.
Maybe. No wink. I don't think a wink is appropriate. Maybe we should off-air talk about it before we decide what it is.
Like Emily's coming in.
No,
she's
don't.
She's here, right, Stevie?
Do not wink and wave at Emily.
I'm not saying that's the
do
thing.
Do not.
She'll leave. Watch
she
you have
will
to fight
walk
a contestant.
Right out. Don't wink and wave when she walks in
what
here.
What about a waving?
No, just, this is what I'm afraid of. Just no.
The 10
no.
feet? The 4
no.
feet? What are we doing?
Don't.
4-footer.
Stop.
Jen?
I don't.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What's one thing we should do from 4 feet? I am
just,
not getting to this
just
call.
Just smile.
So you tell me
we're
what?
We're just smiling.
Smile at 4
smiling.
Feet. You can smile that for 10. What's something you can only do from
handshake.
4 feet?
Handshake.
That you can't do from
but
10 feet.
A handshake.
Feet,
that is a nice, friendly gesture.
I feel like Kobe
don't.
Killed those.
No. Okay, well.
Like a
don't.
Fist bump?
Okay, a fist bump. There you go.
You're going to fist bump like, Emily when she walks here from 4
I don't,
feet.
I didn't
Everybody
say,
in Cleveland heard it.
I don't know that I'm going to do that with Emily when she walks in. I was just answering your question right. because I want you to move on because I'm so afraid of what might come out of your mouth.
All right. What is going to happen? All right. So you're 10 feet or 10-4. Please go ahead with this because I thought it was just a Target thing.
I work at one of the big hospital chains in the area, and we just got an education module that says that we have to 10-4 people.
Yes! It's a new
no
thing!
Way! What's your 10-4 policy?
Okay, it says at 10 feet away, I screenshotted it. Make eye contact and offer a warm, genuine smile. This nonverbal gesture signals that you acknowledge and welcome the person. At 4 feet away, offer a friendly, verbal greeting like, hello, how can I help you, or good morning. This personal touch makes people feel seen, respected, and valued.
We talked about this on Friday because it was a big deal that producer Stevie was out and about.
Yeah, she went to the grand opening of the Grocery Outlet Bargain Market in Lorain on Saturday. And you gave her a challenge.
Yes, I gave her a goal. When she was there in a two-hour span, first of all, we're going to hear how it went and everything else, but the goal was 102 selfies, just 51 an hour. Boom, 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 done.
It's a lot.
Did she reach that goal? Do you have a guess if she reached the goal? I actually know.
I think she did not reach the goal, is my guess.
Although, okay.
When I did text her and say, how did it go? Her answer was, a lot of selfies.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe she did.
So
maybe she did.
Did she reach that goal? If not, what was the total? We'll also have to post these pictures. And thank you for going out and supporting her. It was amazing. So did she hit it or not? It was 3 minutes away. Selfies with Stevie. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You were definitely taking selfies out there.
I was taking lots of selfies, which made me realize how many pictures 102 really is. It's a lot more than you'd expect. I was
51
like, I
an
think
hour
I'm halfway
is,
there.
Is almost one a minute. I mean, if you're doing the math, like you are
that is
snapping.
A lot, yes.
Did you get to 102?
Well, I guess... Define selfie. Like, is selfie like with another person or?
No. It could be, yes, but it could be you with.
It's like a, my it's Gordon a, Ramsay selfie. Would that count?
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay. I think that was big.
Gordon Ramsay was there?
I got a selfie with Gordon Ramsay.
Wow.
See?
That's amazing. That counts. That's a selfie.
I know I have a lot of those, but still, that is a lot. I got a selfie with a bird.
What?
There's a bird in a backpack, Jen.
What do you mean? A bird?
Little B&B.
Saw a bird today?
Yep.
Not today.
Wait.
No, it's a deal.
Is that a live bird? Wait, yeah. What's happening? What's happening here?
And even
what?
With the...
What happens
in
an appearance usually stays at the appearance.
I don't want to derail this break. That, I have, what? I don't... Why?
When have you never seen a bird in a backpack?
Did you see that?
Yeah, she showed me it earlier. I wanted to get the selfie update. I was texting her there. I was texting, like, Lisa's amazing, our salesperson. I was texting her to see how it was going. And it was tremendous. People, I don't know if you know this, people waited a half hour before she got there to get a selfie.
Oh, yeah. One woman did.
30 minutes before. Was
that
it 11
was my
to 1?
First selfie, yes.
I
11
love
to 1.
That.
People were there at 10:30 to get selfies with Stevie,
that's
which is
so awesome.
Amazing support. Stevie does a great job. I mean, everything she does behind the scenes, on the air, writing questions, do whatever. Like, it goes, I know, unrecognized, except for the Odyssey points I try to give you. But you're amazing. And it went well, right? Everything was good?
Yeah, it was good. 102, lot of selfies, though. So I don't, even with my impromptu pictures, I don't know if we really hit 102. But, you know, there's always next time.
Next time you're out and about.
Next time.
Selfies with Stevie. We will post those. We're posting a lot of behind the scenes Redemption Week pictures and video as well. But we will get those selfies up. And all seriousness, everybody went out to see producer Stevie. Thank you for the support.
That's wonderful.
That is amazing.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.